Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Hi, my name's Ren, and my best friend Drac is a vampire. Oh, but before you freak out, let me explain. Drac isn't like other vampires. He doesn't thirst for blood, he thirsts for knowledge. Each week, we hop into the Coffin of Curiosity for a spooktacular adventure to learn about everything and anything, from how the sun works to why we burp. We have lots of fun, so join us! I promise that the only thing Drac will drink up is information, okay? Worst case scenario, he squirts you with some sunscreen. Search for Drac on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts for the ride of your life.
Whee! Hello, listeners. Welcome to the Snoop and Sniffy Show. Sorry, I didn't hear you there. It's just such a glorious day today. It's springtime, and the park here in Pflugerville is abuzz with life. The birds are chirping, the bees are buzzing, the ducks are quacking in the pleasant waters of the pond. Oh, what a glorious morning. I love spring.
So do I, Snoop.
And why is that, Sniffy?
Because all the smells are at their smelliest. The flowers are in bloom, the fruit trees are blossoming, everything is so colorful and so bright, and it's the best!
Yes, Sniffy, 'tis a good time indeed.
Look at all these birds that are out and about. I haven't seen some of them in weeks.
That's because birds travel with the weather. When it gets too cold here in Pflugerville, a lot of bird species head south to warmer weather.
Birds are geniuses.
Yes, they are quite smart, but not as smart as me, of course.
Or me.
Right. Anyhow, we're very lucky that today we have such great weather. The sun is shining, the wind is blowing, the temperature is the perfect degree. And yet...
And yet?
And yet danger is still afoot. Even on the most beautiful of days, crime can happen.
Always be investigating.
That's our motto. Don't you ever forget it.
I didn't. That's why I just said it.
So, what to do today? Shall we take a stroll through the botanical flower gardens? Or perhaps a nice nap near the water fountains?
Were you going to suggest something with food, though? I'm hungry. Do you smell that?
I do not.
I think it's ice cream.
I do enjoy a caramel toffee swirl. But, alas, we must stay vigilant.
Can we go back to the schlub's yard and get my bone then? I knew I shouldn't have left home without a snack.
Sure thing. Let us just head back to the schlub's, grab your bone and my napping blanket, and head back out to the park fields to relax.
Snoop, look! There's a whole crowd gathered around the schlub's fence. What could that be about? Nefarious action.
Very odd. Let us go closer and investigate.
It's a work of genius. Fit for the country club, of course.
I'm no art critic, but this is the best mural I've ever seen.
I'd have to agree, Wiggles.
This is an outright display of public menace and vandalism. I will ticket whoever painted this.
Lorraine, you can't ticket pure art.
Wanna bet?
I think I just got lost in all its colors and styles. Move over, Van Gogh.
It's pronounced Van Gogh, Winnie. Sheesh. Some people just don't appreciate art.
What is going on here?
Yeah, is there a snack here? I don't smell ice cream. Drats! Just flowers and soil and grass.
Someone painted a mural on the schlub's fence. See?
By Jove! What a work of art!
It's so pretty.
Who painted this masterpiece? I used to have a collection of fine art, but had to leave it behind in London when I came here.
We don't know who painted it.
Artist, come out and reveal thyself. We want to praise you for your wonderful art project. No one's going to give you a ticket for vandalism.
Ah, so the artist is a secret, or would rather remain anonymous.
But why? Don't they want the praise and glory? Look at the way the blues seamlessly weave into the reds and oranges.
The technique is astounding.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's great too, but, what's it supposed to be?
What's it supposed to be? Such a question to ask, young lad. Art is art. It is what makes you feel. It's what makes you forget. It is what makes you love.
I think that red thing is a fire hydrant.
That's not a fire hydrant. It's a mountain. A mountain? That's clearly a boat. See the blue waves?
Everyone, art is subjective. It is in the eye of the beholder. And the true meaning can't be explained.
Okay, well, who's going to help me wash it off?
Wash it off? Why, that is a crime in and of itself. You'd have to write yourself a ticket, Lorraine.
This is vandalism. No one is allowed to paint on the fences of the houses here on Bark Street. Sorry, but them's the rules.
Can't you make just one exception for this one, Lorraine? Look at it.
I've seen better.
Snoop, do something. Don't let Lorraine destroy this work of art.
Lorraine, dear, if I may suggest, perhaps we should find the artist first and discuss with them what we can do about this mural.
Okay, I guess.
Sniffy and I will find out who painted this mural, and until then, no one wash it away, okay?
Fine, but you have till the end of the day. I don't stand for vandalism overnight.
Snoop and Sniffy, you must find the artist of this mural. We can't have this work of art destroyed.
The future of art itself is on the line.
Okay, let's not be so dramatic. Sniffy and I will find the artist, and then we will all take a stand against Lorraine to preserve the mural.
Yeah, we will. But wait, Snoop, how are we going to find the artist behind this mural?
Why, Sniffy? By observation, deduction, and critical thinking.
And sniffing too.
Yes, indeed. In fact, Sniffy, why don't you go ahead and sniff the mural? See if you can figure out what the paint is made of. It doesn't look like regular paint to me.
Here I go, sniffing time. Ooh, fragrant.
What scents are you getting?
Floral. This blue here smells like violets, and the red, tulips. The yellow smells like daisies, and the orange smells like poppies.
All of the paints smell like flowers?
It's because they are flowers. The magical colors of the mural are made up from crushed flowers. So, whoever painted this used a whole lot of flowers to spread them across the fence. And based on the height of the mural alone, that someone had to be mighty high up.
They must have been really tall.
Or had long limbs, like me.
Or used a ladder. Or stairs.
Or flew. Yes, good theories all. But this artist is a flying artist. Notice the swoops in the strokes of paint as it weaves and wanders across the fence. Yes, this artist can fly.
That narrows it down.
Not really. There are tons of animals around here that fly.
But this artist used crushed up flowers to paint. I think it's time we pay the botanical flower gardens a visit. Don't you, Sniffy?
Why?
Oh, Sniffy! When art such as this mural is created, one can't bear the thought of it being destroyed. We will find this artist and save the art world. But first, why don't you all take a short break while I explain to Sniffy why we must search the botanical flower gardens. See you soon.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back to this stupendous spring day, dear listeners. When Sniffy and I returned to the Schlubs' yard, we discovered a crowd gathered round the fence. Why? Because someone had painted the most magical mural ever atop it. Now, we must find the artist before Lorraine destroys their work. We've discovered that the artist used crushed up flowers for paint, and that they are of the flying sort. Now, my best guess as to where this artist could be is the Botanical Flower Gardens. So, off we go. Come along. Like I was saying, Sniffy, the Botanical Flower Gardens are the perfect place for someone to gather the flowers needed for all that paint. Whoever created the mural surely must have come from there.
I've never been to the Botanical Flower Gardens. What does botanical mean?
Botanical? It's just a fancy way of saying plants.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yes, and here we are.
It's so wonderful. Look at all the colors, all the life.
'Tis indeed a sight to behold. But we have work to do. We must find this artist, and stat.
Maybe our good bee friends might know. Hey, look, there's Orlando and Polly. Orlando, Polly!
Sniffy, Snoop, what a surprise to see you here. Yeah, we never see you two in the Botanical Flower Gardens.
We're here on a case. We need to find an artist.
Me? I'm an artist. I volunteer. I sometimes sing and dance. And I'm really good on roller skates.
Zzz, Polly, that's a lie. You are terrible on roller skates. I, however, play the harp if you want something classy.
No, we don't need an artist. We're searching for one who painted this incredible mural on the fence of our owner's house.
So, yeah, I can't paint.
Me either. Painting is hard.
Well, this painter used crushed up flowers as their paint. Have you seen anyone crushing up flowers?
Bzzz, you know, come to think of it, there were some patches in the tulip and poppy fields where flowers were missing. But I didn't think anything of it. Bzzz, but maybe you want to look over there. We'll send the word out to the hive. See if any one of our fellow bees have heard the buzz.
Thank you.
You have to see this mural. It's really fascinating.
Bzzz, we'll bring out the whole hive. Yeah, Queenie loves dissecting art. And if it's made of crushed flowers, maybe there's some pollen bits in there we can use for our honeys.
This way, Sniffy. Ah, yes. There do seem to be patches of emptiness where the flowers used to be planted. They must be the flowers used to make the paint.
Ooh, look, butterflies. I love butterflies.
Oh, no, fly away.
No, butterflies, come back. I'm sorry for jumping up at you.
We are but innocent butterflies flapping in the wind. What do you want, dog?
Hello there. Sorry for my partner's eagerness. I'm Snoop, and this is Sniffy. We are dog detectives.
Detectives?
Yes, I'm actually the top-notch dog detective here in Pflugerville. I'm originally from London, but moved here to Bark Street to train this young sniffer.
Okay.
Are you not impressed?
Look, whatever you're investigating, we didn't do it. We're butterflies. We only do good and fun things.
Exactly. That's why we think you might have plucked these flowers, crushed them up, and used them as paint to vandalize a fence with art.
How dare you!
Oh, we would never!
Nice one, Sniffy.
Silly dog, we can't even lift flowers. How would you expect us to pluck them and crush them into paint?
She has a good point.
Our art is in our own beauty. Oh, we don't need to paint anything.
Yeah, take a look at this.
Whoa, those wings are bright, orange and black.
Why would I waste my time painting when I can just fly around with my gorgeous wings, showing the world my own art?
Good point.
Come on, Lily, let us bring our beauty and grace to the rest of the world. These dogs have seen enough.
You handled that superbly, my dear Sniffy.
I did?
No, that was sarcasm.
I don't like it when you're sarcastic. We've talked about this. I smell something. Something I smelled on the mural.
Lead the way!
Can I run?
Yes, I do say so.
This way! There, look, in that birdhouse. The same unique smell from the fence.
And look, there's a bird inside. It's a hummingbird.
Who goes there?
Hi, I'm Snoop, the top-notch dog detective here in Pflugerville.
And I'm Sniffy. What's your name?
I'm Harriet. Is there a reason you both are sitting at the foot of my birdhouse looking up at me expectantly? I'm busy, and I get nervous when people stare at me.
We're trying to find someone, an artist.
An artist?
Yeah, a specific artist. One who crushes up flowers to use as paint, and then paints fences. Would that artist be you?
I'm sorry about the flowers. I just needed some paint.
So it was you, Harriet, who painted that lovely mural on the shrub's fence.
I don't know who the slubs are, but yes, I painted a mural recently. I was overcome with emotion when I realized that spring had sprung, and the only way I knew how to express myself was through art. So I crushed up some flowers, flew to the fence, and unleashed my feelings. I didn't mean for anyone to see it. I try to stop my painting urges, but the art comes out. I get in the zone and express myself. I'm very sorry.
Sorry? Don't be sorry, my dear. Be proud. You created a beautiful work of art. Many creatures are already quite impressed.
Come see for yourself.
You mean they didn't hate it? I'm not in trouble?
No, you have many admirers. Come on.
I do?
Everyone, we've returned, and we found the artist. This is Harriet the Hummingbird.
One of the best, if not the best, mural I've ever seen.
Harriet, we need to talk. Can you do something like this on the country club wall? Is that a mountain or a boat?
It's an airplane.
I knew it!
Zzz, this art is so inspiring. Zzz, maybe we can convince Queenie to let us take art classes together as a hive.
I can't believe you all like this mural. I wasn't even thinking about it when I painted it. I was so in the moment and...
So, you're the artist.
Yes.
Lorraine, please.
But I just want to say...
Lorraine, no.
That I love this mural.
What?
When I first saw it, I was in my head. I felt my duck brain pulling me towards logic. But then the more I stared at it and saw its raw beauty and emotion, I felt changed. Thank you so much for bringing your art into this world.
You're welcome, Lorraine. You're all so welcome. Thank you. Thank you for the kind words. I shall never dim my passion again. Never.
Spring has indeed sprung. Now time for a snack.
As dear Sniffy said, spring is indeed here. Life is thriving on Bark Street. No one should have to feel like they need to hide their passions or be ashamed. Feel, create, investigate. I know I always listen to my passions. Detectiving, napping and reading 19th century British novels. Oh, and eating bones. I am a dog after all. If you enjoyed today's podcast, you can find others just like it by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. Now remember, everyone, always be investigating. Woof woof.
Go Kid Go.
We put on our detective caps and looked high and low, searching for clues to lead us to the best new mystery podcast for kids. Little did we know that we would have to search upside down. That's right. We discovered the upside down story with a brand new mystery story for kid detectives each and every week. With most stories, the storyteller introduces themselves at the beginning of the tale. But at the upside down story, you don't know who is telling you the story until the very end. Unless you guess their identity sooner, that is. Do you think you have the detective skills to crack these cases wide open? Yes? Then tag along with us for the fun and put your sleuthing skills to the test by listening to The Upside Down Story on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.